Hello everyone, welcome to Nature Speaking. I'm Jocelyn Kim, a student from Emily Carr, University of Art and Design, and I'll be your host today. We are all aware of the global pandemic COVID-19, and we're so fixated on the negative impact it has on us. However, with cons come pros, and today we'll be talking about some of the positive influences the lockdown had on wildlife. Specifically, we'll be taking a look at marine wildlife, noise pollution, and bird communication. Close your eyes and listen to the sound of the ocean. Smell the saltiness of the sea and feel the ocean breeze kiss against your skin. Right now would probably be the best time of the year to go to the beach, wouldn't it? The weather's so great these days, it's almost as if it's mocking those who are in lockdown right now. Animals in urban areas are traveling deserted streets and waterways. They're definitely enjoying human habitats along the way to their heart's content. Now the Bosphorus in Istanbul, Turkey, is usually one of the world's busiest marine routes. Large tankers, cargo ships, and passenger boats travel the straits that cut the city in half the entire day. With the lockdown happening, bodies of water around the world has become considerably quieter. Like how people say, there is a calm after the storm. So with traffic coming to a halt and during the lockdown, fishermen are resting at home. Dolphins are swimming and jumping about in the waters. Don't they sound cute? It really isn't a rare sight to spot traces of a dolphin from the pier at a far distance, or see one when you're sailing far out in the sea. However, there have been videos posted online on social platforms such as Twitter, showing dolphins swimming and drawing close to the edge of the water, appearing much more frequently than they usually do. Without the fear of unrestrained anglers by the shoreline, they feel welcome to take a step closer towards land. A ship spotter who had photographed dolphins in the past reported to agents France Presse. Without the overwhelming presence of humans in transportation, it enables animals to take a breather. It actually has a lot to do with how sound travels underwater. Sound can travel much further and much faster than it does in air. On that note, we're going to move on and discuss noise pollution. There is a significant drop in transportation outside, which brought a decrease in pollution levels globally and brought down noise as well. It is quite interesting because according to the World Health Organization, noise pollution affects over 100 million people across Europe. And in Western Europe alone, road traffic accounts for premature deaths equivalent to the loss of roughly 1.6 million healthy years of life. Now let me ask you a question. Which animal do you think benefits from the drops in noise levels? If you guess birds, then you're correct. Birds are the easiest to spot locally and wherever you are outside. They're everywhere. Their presence is strong and they're very vocal creatures, commonly found in the city, park, and basically anywhere. When being in a relationship, we say communication is key for the relationship to work. And in the same way, this applies for birds. Communication is absolutely necessary for birds because the signals birds send each other is a means of survival. They would not be able to thrive without the ability to sing, hear, and be heard. Birds would have a difficult time finding a mate or defending their territory from predators. You might actually start to notice the sounds of birds outside your house much more clearly, and that is because they have less competition with traffic. If we take a look at Europe in lockdown, specifically in Germany or Italy, air travel has been cut down over 90%, and car traffic has decreased more than half of what it usually is. Train transportation is running at less than 25% of their usual rate. There was a recent study published in the journal Biology Letters. Noise pollution took a huge toll on various species of animals, such as frogs, fish, mussels, mammals such as zebras and snakes. However, the lockdown has helped not only birds, but there are other animals that benefit from reduced noise. Why should we care? This pandemic has provided a chance for wildlife to thrive and prosper again. The world isn't only made up of humans, but it is all life that helps to build up the environment that we have today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Nature Speaking. I'm Jocelyn, and I genuinely hope you had a pleasant time tuning in. If you have any stories to share, comments, or perhaps inquiries about how nature is rising up during this time of lockdown, send us an email at naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com.